because you delight in sacrifice.
Sacrifice? What do I sacrifice? Famine for food? Expectation for content? To be privileged to put my arms round what I value, to press my lips to what I love, to repose on what I trust, is that to make a sacrifice? If so, then certainly I delight in sacrifice.
To bear with my infirmities, Jane? To overlook my deficiencies?
Which are none, sir, to me. I love you better now, when I can be really useful to you, than I did in your state of proud independence, when you disdained every part but that of the giver and protector.
Hitherto I have hated to be helped, to be led. Henceforth I feel I shall hate it no more. I did not like to put my hand into a hireling's, but it is pleasant to feel it circled by Jane's little fingers. I preferred utter loneliness to the constant attendance of servants, but Jane's soft ministry will be a perpetual joy. Jane suits me. Do I suit her?
To the finest fibre of my nature, sir.
The case being so, we have nothing in the world to wait for. We must be married instantly.
He looked and spoke with eagerness. His old impetuosity was rising.
We must become one flesh without any delay, Jane. There is but the license to that. Then we marry.